Hello?
Did somebody call my phone?
No.
What do you mean no? I have a missed call. I mean, is this who is this?
This is Roy. What's up?
Who?
It's Roy Gerbil.
You live in Arkansas or Arizona or something that starts with an A?
Yeah, I live in Arizona. Why?
Oh, is CJ there then? Are you CJ's stepdad or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Is he
so.
there? Is Destiny there?
Yeah, he's there, but he's kind of grounded.
They're ground. Okay. Well, this is Adriana. I'm his sister.
Oh, really? He must have
Yeah.
called on my phone. Yeah, I guess I'll hit him or something or beat him. He wasn't supposed to be on my phone.
Hit him or beat him.
Yeah, I'm probably just gonna hit him a few times with a belt or something. He knows he's not supposed to mess around on my phone, so.
Right, I'll call back later then.
After I beat him, I'll
Are
let him
you
call him.
tripping?
What? I'm not. Hello?
Who is this?
This is Roy Gerbil.
Roy Gerbil. Roy, do you know any other 224 numbers that you've been calling recently, or that's been calling you?
No.
No.
Nope,
How old are you?
no. I'm here
How
down
old
the
are you?
504, yeah.
Right, I know that. How old are you?
I'm 43 last week.
43. Okay. And I'm 32, and my daughter that has a 224 number keeps receiving phone calls from you and vice versa. Do you know what a 224 is? A Chicago area code. 224-795. Do you know the number I'm talking about?
No, I don't. Well,
You don't.
actually, yes, I do. I've gotten a call from it earlier this evening.
Saying what? Anything?
Oh, just accusing me of hitting children.
Just children. And then did you
Seemed
call
like
back
one of those
saying
pranky
anything?
calls. That's what it seemed like to me.
Okay. Did she say anything? Was it do you know if it was a boy or a girl or?
Nope. Nothing.
And I'm just trying to figure it out because my daughter is, freaked out and whatever. I don't know. She said she got a text from this number about a week ago
Well,
saying
I got
you
an
can't call.
idea. I got an idea. Well, go ahead and look on the Facebook and see if the number's been posted there. 'Cause that's how a lot of these pranky callers has been getting it with improperly pa with privacy settings.
Okay, but how? What do you mean? Get on Facebook and look for what?
Just look at the privacy settings. Make sure they're set properly. Nah, I'll be calling you back later if you want, but I actually gotta go at this moment.
Fun show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay! It is really fun. I'm not just saying that.
Hello, everyone. It's the Fun Show with Stacy. And today, I don't have a co-host starting out with me. I really like Aegison as a co-host, and he said no. So, screw you, Aegison. Hello. Hello, caller.
Hi.
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 It's the bad fish, Nick Walters. What's going on?
Oh, hey. You're echoing, so you need to fix that. Oh. You're echoing whatever I say.
Is it still echoing, or do I need to just hang up? I'll just hang
go
up.
Yeah, go fix it. Yeah. Bye, Nick. Okay, so let's see. Tonight, it's June 22nd. And it's 10 p.m. New summer hours for the next few weeks. I'll be doing everything at 10 p.m. Central. Add me on Facebook. My name is Stacy Stack. You can find me. You can find me. Who cares? Go to cactiradio.com/funshow. Download all my podcasts. And you'll see on the side there, it says Facebook and it says OMG. Or Stacy, and that's me. So, alright. Now we can start the show. First thing I'm going to do is call this gas station. They're supposed to be really rude, so I hope they answer.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Okay, well, anyway, another thing. I'm trying to stay on top of IRC and stuff, and I'm also going to try to pay attention in Tiny Chat. It's tinychat.com/phonelosers. Hello, unknown caller.
Hello?
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 Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Is this the phone wieners?
I'm going to suck your dick dry and dig it up and down.
Okay. Thanks.
And I just wanted to say that.
Okay, thank you. And I'm calling somewhere. Please answer. Please answer. Hello? What kind of shit is this?
Sorry, you cannot leave a message now because this user's mailbox is full.
Okay, whatever. Hello, unknown caller.
Hey!
Hey, who is this?
It's Gregulate.
Oh, did you call me earlier?
No, I'm calling right now because it sounded like you needed a co-host or you needed a little action here. It's just you.
Oh.
Well, and Badfish was on for a minute, but he just... I don't know what happened to him.
I don't know. I don't necessarily need a co-host. Actually, what I need are...
You do.
I need some numbers because, these numbers I called didn't work. The ones I did research for. Hello, 314. Hello?
Help us. You're our only hope.
Hello, 314.
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Yeah, hello? I have a number.
Oh.
Oh, bad.
Am I still echoing or not?
No, you're fine now. No,
okay,
I'm still echoing in the background.
I have, I have, tons of socks draped over myself.
You have cums?
Yeah, that too.
You have cums?
Hello, unknown caller.
Hello? I was calling up the Free Hard
Drive. Oh my
god.
What
the hell?
What happened to Hard Drive?
Alright. All right, it's time to make a phone call. I'm going to call a gas station. I actually have a pretty good idea if I can just get a hold of a damn gas station.
What's your idea?
Well, I'm not going to tell you yet. And you guys have to be quiet during the call or I'm going to hang up on you.
Can you just really quickly tell me what's your Skype name right now? How do we call in through Skype? Because it's clear.
Oh, my Skype?
Or just if you want to call in for the show.
Oh, it's T-E-H Roxy, and I'm currently offline.
That's what it is, because I thought I had you on there.
Yep.
Okay.
I decided to trick everyone, but I'll get online right now.
Okay, because
yeah,
they're going to call in that way, but all right.
All right, everyone hang up. Badfish and Gregulate, hang up and call me back on Skype.
Okay, in IRC, I put a number there for you.
Oh, okay, what is it?
Rape guy.
Rape guy? Oh, I already talked to rape guy. I don't want to talk to rape guy again.
Man, all right. Everybody loves rape guy.
Well, I've got to do this gas station call, so hang up and call me black.
Well, let's.
All right.
And but you're hot, so it like that it, you get forgiven.
Thank you.
Who's hot?
You guys are back. So, all right, time to do this and don't talk. Oh my God, it's taking forever just to switch to the screen to put in the number.
Do you have a bad computer?
No, my computer's fine. I don't know what's going on here. All right, everyone mute. Mute.
All right, I'm muting.
Okay. Oh, and Trevor gave me a gas station number too. I can use that. This doesn't seem to be going through right now. Hello?
Yeah, it's not going through.
Hello?
Sir?
Yeah, hi, is this the gas station? I was in there earlier. I was riding my bike, and I put my ferret in my backpack. I went to the bathroom, and I opened up my backpack to get some tampons out, and I think my ferret got out in the bathroom. Can you go check room for the ferret?
You think I'm the same time or?
No. My ferret is in the bathroom. Can you please go check? Please. Ferret is missing.
Right here, we don't have restroom outside.
Oh, no. Is there a customer there that speaks English? Can I talk to a customer? Maybe they can help me. Please?
Yeah, right now.
It's really important. My ferret is missing.
Where?
In the bathroom. My ferret.
Right here is a gas station, but it's not.
Oh, hi. This is Stacy. I rode my bike up there earlier. Are you there? Hello? And can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you, baby.
Hello? Yeah, my computer just totally fucked up. Big time.
I'm not sure if that was totally you, but if you can still hear me, Roxy, this is Nick.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it was me, because it hung up.
I don't think it was totally you. I think just, like, in general, something weird happened.
Well,
so you call him back and you'll be good.
Well, the stream disconnected as well, and Gregulate disconnected.
How's Navarro Jones? They just been hanging up.
Yeah, did I just talk to you just now?
Oh yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry. My computer just like totally messed up.
Yeah.
I was in there earlier on my bike. And
on a bike.
Yeah, and this was like a few hours ago, and, I had my ferret in my backpack, and...
Your ferret?
Yeah, opened up my backpack to get some tampons out in the bathroom, Now I can't find my ferret, and I think my ferret's in the bathroom. Can you check for me, please?
I will have Rob go in there and check.
I'm going to hold on the line, okay? Or do you want me to call back? Hello? 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 All right. That's it. I don't know what's going on with my computer, but, okay, are you there? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm too busy to go out there right now.
How long? When do you want me to call back?
Well, the best thing you can do is just come on up here yourself and check.
No, I can't. It's my ferret. I'm on a bike, and I can't go right now. It's too dark. It's a ferret. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. But I think this is more like a prank call than it is a real call, so I'm going to go ahead and hang up.
No,
you can come on down and check, okay? Thank you.
My ferret. Hello. Wow.
Hey, Roxy.
Hello.
Hey, Jen, did you call me?
No, somebody just called me with your number.
Oh.
Yeah, I got you on my...
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Well, my computer just took a dump all over itself.
I'm getting turned on. I'm, like, right in the middle of, like, a hot PLA chick sandwich, and, like, I'm just, like, I can't control myself.
I'm putting the show for tonight. This is some bullshit right here. Ah! I close...
Quit. It's dumb.
I close all that crap, and all of a sudden, my computer's working.
Fucking...
Whoever the...
Hey, hello, hey!
Hey, yeah. Fuck you, guy!
Hey!
Hey, fuck you, guy!
Actually, hey...
What's wrong with you?
Sir,
hey, what's
sir,
wrong with you? Shut
sir,
up, Nick Walters.
Sir, can you give me just a second? I need to put my girlfriend on the line. She wanted to talk to you. Roxy, go ahead and talk
Who's
to her.
Who's calling? Who's calling?
Hey,
you
fuck you, guy.
You
hey, shut the
you
fuck
wanna...
up. Hey, my girlfriend wants to talk to you. Roxy, go ahead and talk
hey.
To her.
I have a phone number. You be careful. I want to call police, okay?
Hey, fuck
FBI,
you, guy.
Okay?
Fuck you, guy.
Shut the fuck up. My girlfriend wants to talk to you. Go ahead, Foxy.
Okay. Don't be mean to me, or my boyfriend will kill you. Don't be mean,
what
okay?
What are you talking about?
Fuck
huh?
you. Fuck you.
Okay, I give you your phone. I need a photo.
Fuck you.
For FBI police company, okay? You be careful,
Leave.
Okay, you...
Leave
hey,
the country.
What the hell are you saying to her? Hey, don't get all fucking over pretentious here. Don't get too fucking weird here. I'm trying to put my girl on the phone here. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, fuck you. Fuck you, don't call me anymore. Don't call me. And he hung up. He's not getting that mad. Oh, God.
I think we needed more background on
this call.
Yeah, hi, this is Stacy. Is this the taxi? Wait, what? Hold on. Yeah, I left my ferret in there. Have you seen a ferret?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, I left a ferret in there. Have you seen my ferret running around?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir, my girlfriend, she came in there earlier, and she really, really, really had to use the bathroom. She kind of, like, took a few too many, hallucinogenic drugs, and, Yeah, she was a little bit messed up. She was that one. You know what I'm talking about. Right? Hello?
Hey, I left my ferret in there. I left my ferret.
Good morning, hello, please.
Yes. Wait. Shut up,
have you
honey.
Seen my girl's ferret?
Hey, he won't stop talking. Hey, I left my ferret in there.
Now coming in the baby station.
Hello? I left my ferret.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
She left her ferret, damn it.
I left my ferret in there. Have you seen my ferret? Have you seen my ferret?
Guys, I feel so creepy right now. I'm walking around with, like, a telephone in my backpack.
All right, Nick Walters, I'm sorry I had to hang up on you.
That's all right. Do you want me to just not help? I don't have to.
You can help, but just don't interrupt me.
All right.
That'd be cool.
I couldn't speak English. On Nick's defense.
I don't even know who is doing this. I think it's Kurez. He's connecting me to people, but that's okay. I think I just want to go to bed. Can we just go to bed?
No. Keep going.
Yeah,
just another 5 minutes, please.
Pardon?
Huh? Do you speak the English?
Hello?
Yes, do you speak English?
Hello?
Hello? All right, whoever's connecting me, you need to tell me where I'm calling. Okay? So, all right.
My beige box thing failed. Oh,
you're not calling from a beige box?
No, I'm calling from my cell phone.
Oh, Ikey-san.
Oh, I have
Four
your cell phone
happened
now.
That deterred me from doing it. One, they installed new automatic lights, in the back there, because of my last episode of having to run away from them.
You should try not to beige box. You know what you should do, although beige boxing is a part of it. Start trying to can. Canning is way more safe if you can get into it.
Yep.
Okay, so is that really your phone number? Because Nick and I called it before, and we got some mom on the line.
What?
Remember that?
What's it say?
Yeah, Agason, we've talked to your mom, and, I totally, had phone sex with her.
Okay, I'm calling a Walmart, guys.
Wait, what's the first two digits?
21.
210. This is the exact number. It shows up as your name in my Skype list.
Don't say it all. Don't say it all. Please don't say it.
Just say, what's the last digit?
Nine?
It's nine.
Oh, yeah, that is my phone number.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked to your mom.
She didn't believe us.
Why isn't this Walmart answer?
Wait, shut the fuck up. You called my fucking mom?
Yeah. Someone dropped it to us. Yeah, someone dropped it to us. I forget who.
Wait, what the fuck? When was this?
Why am I
Last
being told
week?
To shut the fuck up on my own show?
I'm sorry. No. This is just news to me.
Breaking news.
You guys need to do your Jerry Springer shit off my show.
No, wait. I want to... I'm sorry for interrupting, but...
No, shut
tell
up.
Tell me what my... What the fuck did my mom say?
Someone's going to pick
you
up...
said you still went to bed.
Johnny. His name's Johnny. And he's not... Hello?
If you wish to reach another extension, dial it now.
Oh, fuck. Thanks, Gunner, for the amazing phone numbers. Guys, I'm just gonna not even do this show.
Okay.
Before you end it, I want to know if that's
just
my mom.
Call some hotels.
What?
Your mom's pretty hot.
I said knock it off. Let's call hotels.
Tavachi, I'm gonna call your phone number that you gave me.
Oh, thank you.
Who is it?
Mona.
Mona, okay.
Ask about the panties.
The panties. Oh, have we called this person before?
Yeah, but we need to do it again.
Okay.
Because she didn't send us the email, and I really want to see pics.
Okay, it's you and me on
Not
this one.
Of 4-0-8.
Oh my
six,
god, are
well,
you kidding me?
Three,
damn
two,
it!
Nine, seven.
Okay.
Sorry, that mailbox is full.
It's okay. Oh,
sorry,
it's full
please
too.
Try again later.
I was going to leave a message.
Can I put in my plug now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, a couple of you around here live near Washington, D.C., Virginia, whatever, and you all should seriously come out to Titans Corner Mall on January 30th at 12 o'clock. HBB and I are going to have a meetup, so get your lazy ass out of there and hang out with us. It doesn't matter if you're a noob or a crazy hacker. It's for everybody of all ages, family-friendly, whatever. And no, as according to popular belief, I will not be raping anybody.
Hello.
Hi, Rape Guy.
Hi,
how are you tonight?
Hi,
Where's
Rape
Guy.
This is the 484.
For more information, visit the forums. I have a post up under the general discussion.
Yes, please come out and make it less creepy that a 25-year-old guy is going to meet up with a 16-year-old girl.
No. If nobody else shows up, it's canceled, because I'm definitely not doing that.
So,
would you be pissed if I went and hung out with them yet?
Yes.
Hey.
This is just a meetup. This is not a conference. It's for everybody of all ages, family-friendly.
Hello.
Hey,
I have a question. Why don't you guys please stop calling this phone?
Well, you can hang up. Just hang up then.
Yeah, just hang up the fucking phone.
It's that.
Hey, I got a question.
Hang up the fucking
phone.
Yeah,
these fucking niggers called my fucking mom. That's how fucking gay they are.
You. you people, you know what he did.
You people? What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, you people.
Hey,
you people.
Guys, it's Rape Guy's mom. Hello? Yes, would you please stop calling this number and tell your son to stop calling?
Nobody is calling this phone.
This is harassment.
I swear on everything, I've had this phone. Don't tell me, shut the fuck up.
This is harassment.
None of us ever
this
said
is not harassment.
We said
this
hurry
is not
the fuck
harassment,
up.
Because we have never called your motherfucking phone.
Okay, are you
I got a question. I got a question. This is like a Christian establishment, so can you please stop cussing? Please.
This call is being traced by AT&T Security. You will be prosecuted to the fullest extent.
Hey, would you please...
Oh, okay. Jesus is going to smite you.
Oh, my God.
With a golden hammer.
I think we need to call her back and have Jen talk to her, so everyone shut
up. Yes.
I don't know what to say.
Just accuse her of harassing and calling.
But I guess so.
And I hope she answers.
You could stop calling the fucking number before I shit down your throat.
And who the fuck do you exactly think that you are?
I think I need to call him right now.
Oh,
I definitely need to call him back.
Wait, shit, guys.
What?
Oh, shit.
What'd you do?
Hello?
Hey, look, my sister's gonna talk to you, because obviously you keep harassing me. Hold on.
Hi. How the fuck are you harassing her? Look. My brother is a cop, okay? So you really need to stop calling. Okay? I've already told him he's already aware of the situation, and we can escalate this really easily, so you need to stop calling. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, well, your brother's a cop.
We have a right to do whatever we want.
Your brother's a cop. My brother's a pedophile, so I guess that makes up for it. You know, the chief can't
blow. Hey, Agason, shut up.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jen. Sorry.
Oh, shit, Jen.
Is she still there?
Yes. Listen,
so,
lady.
Are we clear?
I'm dad's
president. We're clear about shit. No, okay. Wait.
Oh.
What?
She said no way. I didn't mean to do that.
And it's forward to you.
Okay, I keep getting all these calls, and I can't take all of it at once. I can't take it all. So, okay.
That's what she said.
Alright, this is,
That was scary. Before you say anything, I need to breaking news. DDD.
Oh, okay, hold on. I'll stop calling this number. Yes. Thank you, Jen.
I almost got pulled over just then.
For what?
I don't know, but he stopped at the stop sign. I was just walking, you know, chatting, minding my own business. And then he kind of moved, and I saw him, so I went behind the corner. And through the fence, you just see these lights, like, creeping up really slowly. So I went inside, and...
You went inside what?
Into my yard.
Oh.
This just in. Akison is tweaking and is completely and utterly paranoid.
No, I swear. Like, I know. Like, so you should just go past. Then.
Can I call this number right now? Like, are you guys okay with that?
Go get his mom.
Okay. I'm
kind of setting up a prank here, so you can't quit until this one prank is done.
Okay.
So you have to keep going.
Okay. Are you lying, or?
I'm collecting some information right now.
Okay.
For this prank.
All right. I'm going to call the hydroponic grow setup.
Breaks the stat.
What is that?
And they will trade for, they had trade in parentheses, so.
Okay.
Or quotations.
Okay.
This is yours.
Yeah. You can, yeah, I'll do this one.
You go, baby.
They're not answering, though.
I'm setting up a plane. It should be cool.
I can't wait.
Wouldn't it be funny if I actually did get pulled over with a bunch of phone freaking equipment in my backpack?
They wouldn't know what it is.
They wouldn't know. They would just be like, "Oh, you have a phone."
Junior meter reader.
I had a junior car.
Hello. Hey.
Green Power and AGL Construction.
Oh, fuck that.
What I'm thinking, though, is the alligator clip, Jack.
Dude.
That might be...
Any cop is, like, seriously, like, think, who is a cop? A cop is, like, some fucking, dude who never went to college. He's a complete fucking moron. He was the guy that was giving you fucking swirlies during high school. He's, just, like, a complete and utter fucking moron. He has no fucking idea what... If you said alligator clip to him, he would think that you were talking about, like, putting a identifying...
He'd put me in jail.
Hello?
He'd put me in jail for talking about his penis.
Hello?
Yeah, something. It's just like,
hello? Alright, okay. It's just gonna be me and Akison. Bye, Tabachi. Bye, Nick Walters.
Bye.
I do love you. It's just getting really confusing.
I love you, too.
Hey, Akison.
Yo.
Yeah, I just, like, sorry, I was calling someone, and then you guys were still talking, so...
I can't tell if you're calling anyone, because I'm on the cell phone.
Yeah, I know, it's hard to tell, but I'm calling the guy back right now. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, did you say you have a diaper pail?
I'm sorry?
What was it that you're selling on Craigslist?
Oh, a few things.
Okay, a $15... $15 for diapers?
No. A diaper bag.
Oh, a diaper bag. Okay, because, see, I thought it was for diapers, and my husband kind of needs them. I mean, how could you be so mean to not sell them to me? She hung up on me. Hi, Jen. Jen? What is going on here? Hello, lady? Hello? Oh, Akison, you can talk to her if she answers.
Okay.
Insist you need diapers. Hello? I'm just gonna end this show early if it doesn't get better. This show has 19 minutes to get better. Hello?
I just found my cat, though.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is this a gas station?
Pardon?
Where did I just call?
You was a taxi station, you know?
Oh, the taxi?
You was taxi.
Can I get a taxi to Miami, Florida?
Miami?
Yes.
Here's Vienna.
I know.
You're in Austria.
Yes. I need to get to Miami, Florida.
Okay, just a moment, please.
Okay. What the hell? They flying taxis? You have that flying. You have that
we
flying.
Don't have a, we don't. There's not a car available here at this time.
Wait, don't you have those flying taxis?
You're here in, at the airport, or where
yes, you are? Yes, yes. I'm at the airport in Austria, and I need to get to Miami, Florida. Can you fly me in your taxi?
Flying.
Yes.
It is a normal taxi company. It is not a flight company.
But
so you
don't you have flying cars by now? It's 2011.
Flying normal cars.
It's 2011.
I'm from 2011 district.
I'm from 1989, and I've traveled to the future. And don't you have flying cars by now? It's 2011.
I don't know. I don't know what you mean.
Don't you? Damn it! Don't you have?
Where? You need a cab.
Honey. Where are the payphones? I need to make a call, and I can't find any.
Yeah, where are the payphones? Ugh. God, why didn't he have any flying fucking car?
Because he's a nub.
Jin, are you there? Jin gave us false promises of making our show better, then hung up, called back, and now just is not saying anything. I'm disgusted with this whole show. Don't they have flying cars by now? I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's gonna call. It's gonna call another number. Karaz is saving my show.
I'll call back on Skype in a second.
Okay. Hello.
I made it.
Yay! All right.
There you are.
So I'm going to be doing an after show because everything sucked so bad. So
yay!
I'm going to be doing an after show. I think we have things happening now that will make it wonderful. I'm going to look for a hooker for this epic prank call idea that Jin had.
Hello?
Hey, Adrian?
Yes?
Yo, what up, man?
Who's this?
It's me, Billy. I'm just calling for pizza. I got my girl here, you know, we're just trying to pizza it up.
Hi. Baby, I don't want pepperoni, though.
Adrian?
Yeah.
I don't like the pepperoni.
All right, we need a pizza with no pepperoni.
Okay, now why would you call me for that?
Well, I just called Domino's and they gave me your number.
I want onions and mushrooms and tomatoes, but no pepperoni.
You got that?
Yeah, because they would definitely do that.
Hey, you know what? When a girl talks to you, you don't talk back like that.
And a thin crust. If I find one fucking pepperoni on that, I'm going to come after you.
Yeah, if I find one pepperoni on that, you fucking bitch, too. We're coming for you, Adrian.
No Adrian. Pepperoni.
Adrian.
The thing has pork in it.
What's your
deal?
I'm like
Muslim.
Are you slow?
Adrian, you're boring. Goodbye.
Yeah, okay. Fag.
Time to call a prostitute. Oh, this one's actually ringing.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Were you looking to set up an appointment with me today?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay, and what time are you looking to set up an appointment?
Well, before I get into that, before I make a commitment, I just want to make sure I want to know what kind of services you're going to be offering me because I have some special interests. say, you know, do you know what I mean? Like hobbies?
Well, what are your special interests? Do you have some sort of fetish?
Yeah, but what's... I'm kind of shy. I'm kind of bashful to say it.
Okay. Well, when you get over your shyness, give me a call.
Excuse me?
When you get over your shyness and you're ready to come play for real, you give me a call.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. You're like, dominant. Aren't you?
No, I'm not dominant. I just need business. I'm just firm, sweetie.
Okay, you want to know?
Who are you talking to? I would like to. Who is that calling you, sweetie?
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Mom, get off the phone, Mom. This isn't any of your business.
Sweetie, it's past your bedtime. You should put in bed.
This is my friend, Mom. Don't worry about it. We're having homework discussions, right?
She hung up.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yo, what up?
What's going on with you, sweetie?
Did you just hang up on me?
Yeah, is that really your mom? It doesn't sound like your mom.
It was. It's crazy. She just, sometimes at night, she gets worried because she hears me talking in my room and she'll pick up with the phone. It's happened before.
How old are you, sweetheart?
Well, let's just say old enough.
Why don't you just say?
Well,
how old are you? It's a simple question.
Technically, I am, well, do you want it in months or years?
Okay, well, you know what, sweetheart? You don't qualify for an appointment with me, okay? So please do not call this number again. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I'm 25. Hello?
Oh, Mama? You got rejected by a prostitute. How much of a loser do you have to be?
I guess she didn't... She didn't like autistic guys.
I don't know. All right, so let's try to... I'm going to try to buy this walker, so you guys just hold on a second.
Can you, like, connect us to a 7-Eleven or something?
In a minute. Let me try to call about this walker.
Oh, okay.
I need background music. Thank you, Jen.
Jen, she didn't believe you as my mom.
I know, because I feel like I'm 5.
I always wanted to do a prank call where I make somebody believe that my mom picked up the phone.
Oh, my God.
See.
Why can't I... You know what? I just wanted to know if that walker came with the tennis balls on it already.
What walker?
Why don't they make walkers with tennis balls already on them? That's what I don't understand.
Well, then they wouldn't be tennis balls.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you wanted an iPhone?
Yes.
Okay, I've got an iPhone for you.
What kind of iPhone?
It's just an iPhone. I mean, what do you mean, what kind?
There's 4 models of them.
Well, what kind do you want?
Is it 2G, 3G, 3GS, or iPhone 4?
Oh, God, this is so confusing. I'm a woman. I don't know. It's the new one. Whatever.
Does it have a camera in the front?
Yes.
Okay, where's it located?
Okay, well, let's not get all, you know, specific, like, all ahead of ourselves.
I don't want to waste
here.
Time before.
What?
If you can only meet in SF.
How much are you willing to pay?
Can you meet me in SF?
Yes.
I can pay anywhere between $300 and $330.
Okay, can you pay $350 for it? Because my boyfriend bought it for me for $400.
Do you have the box and accessories?
Yeah. The cat peed on them, but I got them.
If you could give me the box and accessories, I could do $340.
Even if the cat peed on it, is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
What, you got something about...
Even if the dog pooed on it, it's okay.
Okay. Are you into that, or...?
Yeah, I'm into that type of stuff.
Okay. Well, let me put my boyfriend on the phone, because he knows more about phones, because I'm just used to, like, using microwaves and ovens and stuff. Hold on.
Okay, yeah.
Yo, what up, Dick Nick?
What's up, fag?
What up? What are you trying to do here?
I'm trying to fuck your girl.
Alright, who the fuck is this?
Nah, I'm serious. I wanna really fuck your girl.
Who the fuck is this? You calling on my phone at 4 o'clock in the morning here. Do you know what time it is?
I believe it's like 1
o'clock. What's with the attitude? Do you want the iPhone or not?
Yeah, I want it. I want it shitty, though.
Excuse me?
I want you to put some shit on it first.
Well, it's already done, and you know where else it's gonna be? On your mouth.
Oh, that's perfect. I love that type of shit.
I'm you son of a bitch. Who
oh,
is
yeah,
this?
Oh, yeah, I like role-playing, too.
Who the fuck is this?
This is Big Dave.
Big Dave?
I mean, Little Dave, sorry.
Yeah, that's right. So how much you want to buy this for?
Give me an offer.
Well, let's see. What's it worth on eBay? I don't even know.
I'll give you like...
What's the eBay market value?
I'll give you like 800 for it.
800?
Yeah.
Alright, it's a deal.
Alright, let's meet up right now.
Come and get it, bitch.
Kayla Henderson and Christopher Page. You leave your name, number, and it's
new
a
new house
message.
Number. Yeah, what? I just kind of hung up on that guy and called someone else that has a new house phone number.
That guy was a douche anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what to say because he was just totally not even... He didn't take it seriously.
Yeah, he wasn't... Yeah. All right, this guy has a new phone number.
Is Jen still on?
Yeah, Jen's
here. Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Yeah. Hey, buddy. We're just calling to congratulate you on your new phone.
Yay, you got your phone. Yay. All right. Good job.
We love you.
Who is this?
It's Stacy.
Stacy.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy you got a new phone. Thank you.
And George.
Is this Zach? Zach? Oh, he hung up. What a bastard.
Douche. People call to congratulate you on your new home phone, and you're going to just hang up on them?
This is a cell phone. This is a different person.
Well, that's even worse.
Well, Kapoor suggests that we call prostitutes and try and negotiate the price with them.
Oh, okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it'd be funny. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're going to have to be my boyfriend, Gregulate.
Okay. Can you send me a picture of her on IRC?
Yeah. Don't you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I do.
Well, would she appreciate would she appreciate me sending you pictures of a prostitute? Or?
Oh, yeah, she would love it. She's a feminist, so, you know.
Because I don't want to, like, get in between you guys, you know.
No, you don't have to worry about intruding. Okay. She's all about prostitution.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to call.
Oh, my God. She's, like, overlapping onto the counter.
Hello?
Huh?
Yeah, hi, baby. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm trying to get something for my friend. He's into, you know, the big booty stuff.
Huh?
It's his birthday tomorrow. Can I hook... Hello? Why the hell would she hang up on me?
I don't want to talk to no lady. That's what she's thinking. Man, that's bullshit.
That is some bullshit right there.
These prostitutes are, like, skittish.
They're
for some reason.
They're selective prostitutes.
I guess it makes sense, you know, they're prostitutes.
Oh, and with that one, the original prostitute, I guess we're not going to do it tonight, but she has the herpes. I suspect that she has the herpes. Now it's been confirmed that she has the herpes. So, what I would like for someone to do at some point is, you know, say that they have the herpes and be like, you know, is that okay? You know, are you... And just see what happens.
Well, so, how do you know this?
How do you know she has herpes?
I know a lot of stuff.
What did you say?
Oh,
I know
hi.
A lot of stuff.
Hey. Yeah, we know you have herpes.
What?
We know you have herpes.
Who?
Me and my friend. Didn't you hear my girlfriend?
No.
She said she knows lots
of
stuff.
Okay. it's okay. You have flu. A lot of people have herpes.
Do we?
It's like the common cold or STDs.
Yeah.
Robin?
Do we get a discount for the herpes?
Yes. Cool. You have herpes?
Okay, you gave my man some herpes. And now, why are you laughing? Huh? Herpes is not funny.
It's very serious.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, well, my girlfriend's on the phone, and I actually left my boyfriend for her because you gave him herpes.
And we just gave it to her, and she gave it to me.
Yeah, we want our money back.
It's a gift that you want our giving.
We want our money.
You want what?
We want our money back. Don't you do refunds? God, what a whore.
That wasn't the original one, was it?
No. That was just a random.
These prostitutes are a sketchy bunch.
I'll just call my credit card company. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hey, my friend, it's his birthday. Are you taking any appointments, or?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a little nervous about this. I have to do it for him, because he's really shy.
Oh, it's all right.
Are you?
I'm on the phone, just listening. But go ahead.
Yeah, he's just listening. He's kind of embarrassed.
It's all right.
Hey, I hope his mom doesn't. Oh.
My name is Wolf. Nice to meet you.
Hey.
So, how much does this thing cost? Because it's his birthday, and I just
cool.
Huh?
$2 for an hour.
Wait, what do you mean two? $2?
No, 200.
200, okay. What does that include?
The full service.
What is full service? Wait, he's a virgin.
Until he busts a nut, I guess.
Can I?
Yeah.
Is it alright if it gets all over you? Because it might be a lot.
No, you have to use a condom.
Oh. I guess so.
But it's... Wait. If he has to use a condom, then he's not really losing his virginity, so... He may as well have sex with a hole.
Mom, it's okay. I don't really mind. I can still do it with a condom.
Okay. Alright. So, how much? 200? Can we do, like... Can you do, like, half service for 100?
Definitely a blowjob.
Only a blowjob? No, I mean, like, he just does it, like, half the time.
Yeah, $100 is only a blowjob. Half the time is $160.
No, I want to pay $100.
Can I interject and then just have a special, I don't know, is a random request?
Call somebody else.
Ma'am?
Call somebody else. Wow, these prostitutes
call her
are
back.
Cut
call
throat.
That whore back.
Man.
They
don't
can't
take,
be this selective.
They don't take anybody's
shit. 5, 4, 2, 6, 3.
They don't take anybody's shit.
I guess I gotta stop trying to act like a white nerdy boy because they don't like that.
I guess.
But who else?
Okay, now let's ask them to do really disgusting things like ass to mouth.
That's what I was just gonna do, but then she hung up.
In 5, 4, 2.
Alright, we'll have to try another whore. This
do you think she really thought you were my mom trying to order it for me?
I don't know. This whore says she's juicy, sweet, single, and she wants to make your fantasies come true and appreciate the way that she pleases.
Ooh, I'll appreciate her.
And she really needs a friend.
She really needs a friend, is that what it says?
So she must be a noob because she doesn't sound as, you know, cutthroat as the rest of us. So.
Yeah.
She's white, too, so.
Oh, that might be a plus.
Yeah.
These other, you know, African-American girls don't really appreciate my requests.
Yes, and I gave you the link in IRC so you can see her.
And the toilet is flushing.
She's sitting on a sink in the pictures. I'm glad that finished before she picked up. Why is it not ringing? California.
Ooh, she's a big girl.
She's not big.
Got a lot of loving in those, you know.
In those juggins.
In those bosoms.
Yep. She needs Superman to save and come pick her up and spoil her.
Oh. I want to be her Superman.
But the person you called has a voicemail.
Aw, that's too sad. She seemed really, really nice.
I hope I didn't ruin it for you. Okay, good night, Roxy.
Oh my gosh, she was so cute.
I'll debate with you tomorrow on IRC.
For what?
Because we always have our deep debates midday, it seems like, on IRC.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hey. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to get a hold of you.
Who is this?
Are you still taking appointments tonight or tomorrow?
No.
Oh my gosh, my boyfriend. Well, he's not my boyfriend. He's just my friend, but he wants to. It's his birthday today. I should have called.
No, sorry.
What? What the hell? That
what is wrong with these girls?
Wow.
She was actually mad, like, doesn't look that much like a prostitute.
Yeah, she looks normal, doesn't she?
No, I wouldn't say normal at all.
Yes, yeah, she does.
She looks like the biggest biddy.
She was cute. This is a chick who won't show her face. Her name is Mandy.
She must be really hot.
Mandy?
Hello?
Yeah, are you still taking appointments?
Huh?
Are you still taking appointments?
Oh, what do you mean?
My friend, it's his birthday and I want to make an appointment for him.
Uh-huh.
How much do I have to pay?
It's $60 for the massages.
60?
Uh-huh.
That's cheap. Okay, hang on. Is that okay, 60, you think?
Yeah, it's good.
Do you think she's going to give you everything? Or?
I don't know. Try it. Ask her if she'll give me a blowjob.
Will you give him a blowjob?
No, we only do the massages.
Wait, what? No, this is false advertising. It says,
ask her if I could shit on her chest.
Okay, is this Mandy?
No, it's the only massage. Okay,
it doesn't say...
Massage is $60.
It says, okay? I am here to please you in ways only a hottie like me knows how to do and keep you coming back for more. That doesn't sound like a massage.
Honey, ask her if I could put a chair on a table and sit in the chair and then shit off of the chair into her mouth.
Did you hear that? Wow, they're really suspicious when a female calls. Wow.
I wish we could just get one to stay on.
Okay, you're going to have to just totally take over because they're really suspicious when a female calls.
I guess so. I really want to go to bed, but I want to get this done.
Yeah, we got to get this done for Jen.
We got to just get one.
Just one.
For you, Jen. Tell me if it's ringing or not, because I never know.
It's ringing.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Hey, you beautiful, sexy thing. What you doing over there? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, yeah. You beautiful, sexy thing. What you doing over there?
What you talking about?
Hey, you know, I was just looking at, you know, your little profile. Checking you
okay.
out.
Okay. Wash your face, leave, okay? Take a nap.
You got the, you got nice breasts, it looks like.
She told you to take a nap.
Take a nap. How did they get any service then? What happens? I feel like just being completely normal and trying to see what will happen.
Okay, let's see about this chick right here. Damn it, I'm gonna do this.
This is messed up. See, this is making me wonder.
Oh, Corez says ask for a hand massage and then say you're left-handed so she can only massage the left hand.
Okay.
If they say something about massage.
Okay.
All right. This chick's name is Juicy Gigi.
Oh. The last one looks fake.
But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Oh, no.
Goodbye.
The last one was definitely fake. Like, the pictures in her profile looked like... I don't know. They just looked too good to be true.
Okay, this one says 60 minutes for $220.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, obviously, she's going to be giving something up.
Yeah. She can't be just giving a little normal massage for $220.
You should tell her massage is too pricey.
Okay.
You just want your left hand massage. That's it.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I was just checking out your ad for the massage.
Did you want me to come back?
Yeah, except I just have a question. It's 220?
Yeah.
That's a little bit pricey. It's a little bit... seems a little much for me for just a massage. Can I... it's like, if I just want my left hand massaged, can I cut it down to maybe like $50?
For what?
Just my left hand massaged, because I'm a lefty. I'm not a righty.
It's not just a massage.
What do you mean?
Oh, she thought you were fed.
Oh, that must be it. That's gotta be it. Do I sound like a police officer or something?
I guess so.
No.
Jen, are you still there?
Because you were like, what do you mean just it's not a massage? So now she's like, oh shit.
Damn it. I don't
of
know.
Of course you gotta ask. When there's it's a massage, when they use a cold word of massage, you gotta ask if it's a happy ending. Just for shits and giggles.
Jen, do you actually...
Zero,
like,
yeah. Eight, nine,
oh, she's not answering now.
You seem to know a lot about this, Jen.
Perky boobs and dazzling brown eyes.
Best combination.
Wow, that was actually good, Gregulate.
What?
That was actually kind of good.
What was?
That call.
No, it wasn't. She didn't. She hung up on me.
Yeah, but before that, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The 2 minutes that you were talking to her, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to bed soon. This is the last.
Me too.
One. Gregulate, you gotta bring this.
Wait.
Hello.
We're totally depending on you.
Hello. Is that Jen?
Yes. What?
Hello.
Hey.
What up, baby face?
Who is this?
Hey, it doesn't matter. It's Mikey, and I just am calling about some services.
Mikey?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay, what do you look for? Info?
You gotta talk a little louder. I can't hear you. Can you talk closer?
Okay, are you looking for info or alcohol?
Am I what?
Man, bye.
What'd you say?
She asked you in call or out call. Say out call.
She was like echoing really bad.
Tell her it's an out call. That's what her ad says. Out call only.
Okay.
She probably has a messy house like I do.
Damn, with dogs like, and kids.
Yeah.
1, 5, 5, 4.
That's
two,
always
eight,
what happens.
8 is full. Cannot.
Why do you sound like such a fed, Gregulate?
I don't know. Must be my gay lisp.
So, Jen, is it okay if I stop the show, or?
Yeah.
I'm really hungry.
You go eat. When I get my stuff together here, I'm gonna order you a pizza.
Aw. But I don't want you to order.
I gotta get my
pizza.
Stuff together first.
No, you're poor.
She's gotta do her taxes
I am
and
poor.
Such.
Yeah, don't.
I'm poor too.
If anyone wants to contribute to my DEF CON fund, then when you see me at DEF CON, buy me some food. Don't buy me drinks. I don't drink. It just makes me puke.
Or especially don't push her to drink and then not pay for her drink.
That too.
That's like the worst offense.
That's pretty bad. Okay. So I guess I have Jen's permission to end the show.
You have my permission too.
Well, I don't need your permission.
Oh, okay.
Haha.
I think I was gonna call Gunner actually. Let me do that real quick.
Gunner.
I love Gunner because he sounds just like Gregulate.
I do too. I love him.
Yeah, and he sounds like El Gordo Uno too.
We're like three of the same person.
Yeah.
We're also the three coolest PLA people, coincidentally.
I don't actually want money from people. I know people are offering to give me money, but the reason why I never get anything is because I tell people don't.
Whatever happened to El Gordo Uno?
If you want to send me something, then you're going to have to, like, figure out what my address is and just send it. My P.O. box.
Are you going to actually talk to me now?
Oh my god, Chris Ellerbeck. Hi.
Chris Ellerbeck.
I was sad that you wouldn't talk to me.
Well, you were on some big conference, and I can't add.
No, it was just me and one other friend.
Oh.
Was it that girl?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't want you guys to have her number anyway, though, so it's probably a good idea that, you know, I wasn't added.
Can I please have it?
No.
Chris Ellerbeck, do you have a girlfriend now?
No, she wants to stay friends because, you know, it would ruin our friendship if we went out.
No,
she likes me, though. She
does. Out of the friend zone, dude.
I know.
Get out of that friend zone.
I'm trying.
You gotta just, like, take her out and get her really drunk, like, slip some drugs into her drink.
She's probably 14.
Oh, we're 15?
Oh.
So then, yeah, slip some drugs into her drink, and then...
Yeah, totally slip some drugs. She's
15.
Well, just give her some acid.
Just
know,
do the drugs with her.
I was planning on getting some acid, you know.
Getting
some kind of drug, telling her it was candy.
Jen, what's your advice for Chris Ellerbeck? So he could lose his virginity.
Yeah, I'm not touching this one.
Come on, Jen.
Yeah, Jen, do you have any advice? Or
there's some people seeing me outside.
People are seeing you outside?
Yeah.
Who?
It's only 11:30, fucking lightweights.
What are they doing?
There's a bar near here. I don't know, they're walking the street. So they're probably walking in their car and I hear them singing really loud.
You should prank
call them. The fuck is that in my closing time yet?
Yell out the window at them, it'll be really funny.
Yeah, tell them to shut the fuck up. Go get their phone numbers so we can prank call them.
Yeah. I used to always do that at my dorm because it was facing a street, like a city street where people were always drunk and I would yell out at them, like obscenities, and then just hide. And then I'd peek around and watch them look around and laugh.
Once I was in, I can't remember where I was, but some douchebags were having this pool party. So we were messing with them, and they were really freaked out and went inside for a little while. They all just went inside. It was hilarious.
Oh my god.
Come on, Chris, you gotta do better than that.
I was gonna crash the party, but then my brother's like, no, don't do that. They might beat you up. And I'm like...
Tell that girl that only wants to be your friend that you had a dream that you guys spent the rest of your lives together, and she was your soulmate. Like, just do really serious stuff like that, and then just tell it to her.
Ah, that's a good one. She already likes me. She likes me. I know that's
this
a fact.
Is what you do.
I can't. She's had bad experiences.
Roxy, what do you think you should do?
Okay, I know what you should do. I know exactly what you should do. Just be like, look, we're just going to be friends. That's all. We're not going to, you know, go. We're just going to be friends. No, listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
Tell her, just be like, we're just going to be friends. I don't want a girlfriend right now. I just, you know, I think you're right. And
so, like, reverse psychology.
And then you take her out and have a whole bunch of fun with her, like, all the time. Like, just call her all the time. Just, and then be like, you know what? I guess I really do have feelings for you. And just,
she already knows I have feelings for her.
Okay,
so,
but you can be like, you know what? Maybe I do want a girlfriend.
No, that's too much, like, friend zone. Taking her out.
No, he needs to take her out and spend money on her. And, like, call her all the time, text her.
No.
Just basically suffocate her.
No.
Into becoming your girlfriend.
Bad advice.
I have an even bigger problem, also.
Herpes?
I don't know if all women are like this. I'm pretty sure they are. But, you know, she's always going on about how she's fat. And it's really pissing me off.
Chris Ellerbeck, this girl sounds like a loser. Just find a different girl.
She's not. Trust me. She's not.
No, get a different girl.
She's not fat, I swear.
Just agree with her. Just be like, yeah, you're fat.
Yeah.
So what?
I can't do that.
Do it.
Yeah, just say, so what? You're fat. I like you.
Yeah.
But she's not fat.
I like the big girls.
I like fat chicks.
She's not fat, though. That's the problem.
Well, just be like, look, I'm tired of you saying you're fat, so I'm just going to agree with you.
Take her shopping and then, like, recommend that she tries on, like, pick out clothes to recommend to her, but make sure they're always, like, extra large. And just don't, like, really act like it's any big deal. Just be like, oh, I like this shirt.
Seriously, though, just keep being her friend and keep doing stuff
for her. No, I disagree.
I agree.
Don't worry, I'm gonna get
her friend
anymore.
She's a bitch. Look, once you're in the friend zone, you can't get out.
That's how my last boyfriend got me.
That's the truth.
No, that's how my last boyfriend got me. He was all like, I told him, I was like, look.
No.
I don't want a relationship. And then he convinced me to have a relationship, and then he dumped me because he didn't want a relationship.
That's right.
Okay, wait, what did he do? What did he do?
He started calling me all the time.
I always call her.
Took me out. He, you know.
Well, her parents don't let her and me just hang out. There has to be other girls. We can hang out at my house.
Have a new girlfriend and never hang out with her again for like a week, and then try to make her jealous and say you have like this really hot girlfriend who, like, let you lose your virginity to her and stuff.
Yeah, that works, too. And be like, and she's also not as fat as you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's hard not to talk to her, though. I tried once.
You guys are awful.
I couldn't do it.
Just do it, Chris. She's a bitch. She obviously doesn't want to date you. She just wants to be your friend.
No, she does. Right. I mean, she's just had bad experiences dating friends before.
No, if she wanted to date you, she would have dated you. She would have done it.
We just lost a listener.
Obviously not, because, you know, Roxy.
It was probably the girl listening.
Apple, her last boyfriend.
Well, good night, everyone. I think we've given Chris Ellerbeck enough advice.
We jumped the shark.
I am officially, you know, like, I haven't been helped at all.
I'm sorry.
We're lost.
I gave you advice,
but you didn't
take it. Good night,
Roxy.
Good night, Greg. Good
night.
I guess I'm a
little...
This is a recording.com. Oh, she wants me to call her again, so I gotta go.
Okay, bye, Chris Ellerbeck.
Wait, I heard another site. Wait, I want to plug it.
Plug it.
I forget whose site it is, but
it's
rbcpraped.me.
Oh, yes, rbcpraped.me. Everyone visit the site. Go to...
rbcpraped.me.
rbcpraped.me, and then also go to cactiradio.com/funshow and download all my shows and look on the right hand side and add me to Facebook, and that's it. Tune in next week for the fun show.
Okay, yeah.
10 p.m. Central.
Thanks for calling me, Roxy. Bye.
Hi, this is Chris Tompkinson. When I'm not being harassed by RBCP and Zach, I'm listening to the fun show on cactiradio.com. They put the F-U in fun.
Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring.
Thank you for calling Waffle House. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. I was wondering if I could have someone paged in there, a customer. My wife's in there eating.
Okay, what's your name?
Her name's Roy.
Roy?
Roy.
No.
I'm sorry?
No, I've only got one lady in here, honey, and that's not her name.
Her name's not Roy?
No, her name's not Roy.
What is her name?
It's not Roy.
She likes to travel under false names, so I can't call her and find her and stuff.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's not her name, because she has two little girls, and I know who this lady is.
No, I have boys, so don't try to say my wife has girls. That's retarded. Why would you say that to me? That's terrible. I have two sons.
Well, Faust McKinney, this is Walker. I can help you.
Yeah, that lady was trying to say that my son's not grown up and in college. He's been in college for 3 years now. Why would she say that? That's crazy talk. Oh, my God.
I think you have the wrong number, sir.
No, I'm calling Waffle House, dummy.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Could you page a customer there? His name is Roy.
No, sir, we don't.
Do you know all the customers' names in there?
I don't know him, but I'll talk to him.
Oh, a guy named?
Yeah. Sir, we don't have anybody in here by that name.
Have you today at all?
Not since the shift started.
What's she telling you to pretend?
Nothing,
What
sir.
Are you guys conspiring against me?
We're not conspiring anything against you.
I can tell you it's a conspiracy. I'm going to report you to the corporate office. I have connections there.
All right, well, if you feel that that's necessary, then go ahead.
You'll never work at a Waffle House again.
All right, sir, if that's how you feel on the situation.
Don't be condescending towards me, motherfucker.
All right, sir, if you have a problem, I'd have to ask you to take it up with somebody else.
Who would that be?
I don't know, you can call corporate or something if you got a problem.
What's corporate's phone number?
I don't know, sir. You can look it up.
No, you look it up. God damn it, you're the employee. Is it 1-800-WAFF?
McCain's Walker, I can help you.
Hello, I'd like to order 3 large pepperoni waffles with extra cactus on top.
Alright. When are you going to be by to pick those up?
Oh, it's for delivery, stupid. Do you want my address?
Sure.
It's 831 Morgan Street.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Dick calling from Gibbs Wine in Detroit.
Yeah, you're...
And, somebody called here twice asking for some effing wine.
Okay, what do I have to do with that?
I don't know. I'm calling back because you have to call you another number since somebody says your son was upset about something.
I did not call you at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, then somebody's calling and playing a prank because they told me to call this number.
Are you drunk, sir?
Am I drunk? No. Are you kidding me? I'm a retail store here.
I don't know, man.
Called me if the kids were making prank phone calls or what?
I don't know. You should report to the police.
No, thank you.
No.